people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Those of you don't call the United States, actually does investigations. He's done some wonderful investigations, written many wonderful books on Islam, the Islamic threat in America. But, of course, his most recent work, I certainly dealt with the fact that we have all sorts of Islamic terrorist training camps in America. Are they here? Are they actually made up largely of criminals, who felons out of our federal prisons who've been recruited into the radical Islamic beliefs while in prison, and certainly there, as they allow the radical Islamic clerics to come in and convert people to these beliefs. And then, of course, when the people are discharged, they're given certainly $10, a new suit of clothes, and a one-way ticket to these Islamic terrorist camps. They are here. They're not imaginary. They participate in military training at these camps in preparation for the coming period of turmoil here in America, with the full knowledge of the American government and, of course, the lack of knowledge on the part of the average citizen. But Paul, of course, looks into all various aspects of the very real Islamic threat, not only in America but throughout the world, and always a pleasure to have him here with us. Good morning, Paul. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you again.
And what are we going to talk? Are we going to talk about Mr. Gulen, one of the most wealthy people in the world, or what should we talk about this morning?
Well, we could talk about the rise of Islam, and especially radical Islam in the United States, and the involvement of the CIA in the rise of the Mujahideen.
And creating the best enemy that American tax money can buy. Go right
absolutely.
Ahead.
Absolutely. The story goes back. You got to realize that before 1965, with the Hart-Celler legislation that did away with the quotas, before 1965, according to all sources, there were less than 7 mosques in the United States. Three of them, the three largest ones, had less than 100 members, and the other 4 had less than 50 members. So there were very, very, very few Muslims in the country at that time. For instance, there were no Muslims fought during the Civil War. Some Muslim historians argue that a chap by the name of Nicholas Sayyid was a Muslim and served in for the Union. But that's not true. I was reading the autobiography of Nicholas Sayyid, and he said, "I am not a Mohammedan. I am a Christian and a Swedenborgian." There were no Islamic men involved in World War I. In World War II, when the question came up about, because President Obama said that Islam has always been part of our history, but when Gordon England, the Deputy Secretary of Defense for Obama, tried to justify that remark, he could only come up with one name, the name of only one Muslim who had served during World War II, and that was Sergeant Abdul Karim, who served with the Army's Amphibious Engineers on D-Day. But like I said, before 1965, Islam was not a factor in this country at all. After the passage of the Hart-Celler Bill in 1969, you had the first major influx of Muslims into this country, and that was Palestinians after the Six-Day War. You also had that time because of Yemen had broken away from Great Britain. You also had strife breaking on Yemen, and a lot of Yemenis making their way here in 1969 to 1971. That's the first time that sizable numbers of Muslims came here. Now, since that time, Islam has become the fastest growing religion in the country, bar none. All projections are that within the next 3 or 4 decades, Islam will become the predominant religion in the United States. And that's based on the fact that Americans, white Americans, have a replacement rate, white American couple, of 1.8. Even when you take in the Latina factor, the Latina women who are who produce more children, the average Christian American produces has a fertility rate of less than 2.1, which is less than the replacement rate. The average Islamic American American woman has between 2.8 to 3 offspring, which just shows you that the numbers are with the Muslims. Not only that, but Muslims continue to pour into the country. A lot of them pour in with work visas to serve as physicians, engineers, and scientists, and hundreds of thousands more come into the country to perform menial tasks in food processing, agricultural facilities, telecommunications, that kind of work. In addition to that, you got a lot of Muslims coming into the country year after year, thousands and thousands, with student visas to enroll in colleges. Then you have Muslims coming here with so-called diversity visas. We think that the quota system represented an abhorrent thing and an abhorrent factor in American life. So we now have this virtue of diversity that we never had before. So we bring in people with diversity visas to enrich America's so-called racial composition. And on top of that, just every year with those visas, you're talking of 115,000 Muslims coming in a year just with those visas. But how many really arrive here every year is anybody's guess, because most of the Muslims who are here came here for vacation, came here for a visit, and they never left. According to Homeland Security and the Government Affairs Committee, one half of all the illegal aliens, which are projected between 12 million to 36 million, have entered the country legally with passports or visas, but have overstayed visas. They just never leave. Like five of the 9/11 hijackers had visa overstays. Now, in addition to what I told you about all these immigrants coming in, you have refugees coming in from Islamic countries at the tune of 80,000 every year for the resettlement program.
Hang on to the thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Paul Williams right here at American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Paul Williams, and we're talking about the flood of Muslims coming into America, and the fact that before too long, why the Muslim faith will be the predominant faith in America unless something dramatic happens. But there's an organized effort on the part of the people working behind the scenes who want to change the makeup of America. They want to change this into a multicultural and multilingual society, and right now you call AT&T or many of our major corporations for information, and the first thing they say is, do you want your message in English or in Spanish? Well, before long, it's going to be, do you want your message in English, Spanish, or Arabic? And then the next thing, it may well be, do you want your message in Arabic or certainly in Spanish? And they won't even mention English. They know exactly what they're doing. They just want the American people to learn. Go right ahead, Paul.
Excellent point. Now, an idea, when you look at how many Muslims are in the country, that's something that the Census Bureau, they don't have any facts on that because you're not allowed to ask religious affiliation on the census forms or on any government forms. The Pew Research Group, in 2008 said, oh, there are only about 2.4 million Muslims in the country, about half as many Muslims as Jews, but and people accept that statistic. Some people do, but the Pew Research Group made the calls. Their findings are only based on people with landline telephones. Most immigrants who come in here, certainly almost all the students, none of them have landlines. They all have cell phones, and so that information is solely from people with landline access. The Cornell University did a study, and they said there's somewhere between 7 to 8 million. Based on mosque attendance, the Council for American Islamic Relations also says there are between 7 to 10 million Muslims in the country. The New York Times sticks by someplace between 6 to 8 million. But once again, nobody knows for certain, but it's certainly the largest growing religion in the country. I said at the top of the hour that before 1965, there were only 7 mosques in the country, and the most crowded mosque had only 100 people going to it. Right now, according to all estimates, there are 2,170 mosques in the United States, and that doesn't include storefronts or places without phones, doesn't include mosques that have been set up on college campuses, mosques that share facilities with Christians, for instance, at chapels on college campuses. But based on that, and that's coming from very reliable sources. houses, it would mean that almost 9% of the 330 houses of worship within the United States are mosque. Now, what's interesting is the average mosque now has attendance in excess of 300. The average Christian church has attendance less than 70. So Islam is certainly a force to contend with within the United States. And some of this, of course, is going to be beneficial to America, strange to say. Islam, for instance, offers the antithesis to secular America. Muslims, on the whole, oppose abortion, same-sex marriage, gay rights. They insist upon a return to law and order as mandated by the Quran. And they will change, despite the fact that 70% of the Muslims in the country right now are Democrats, they will change the morals, and they will change the behavior of the American people, because they're very intolerant. They believe, a devout Muslim believes that there are two houses in the world. One is the house of Islam, and the other is the house of Dar, the unbeliever, the infidel, the Christian, the Jew, the Kafir. And between those two houses, there has to be continuous war until Islam prevails overall, until everybody is submissive, falls in submission before the throne of Allah. Islam means submission. And that is the overview of the of what's really taking place in terms of religion here, Dr. Stan. Now, what's interesting is, if you try, like I have tried, to just get this message out to Christian congregations, that, hey, the most significant religious development in this country right now is the rise of Islam, nobody wants to hear it. You think that Christian pastors would be addressing this? The Muslims, including the Saudi government, has spent, this is all verifiable, and they admit it, they have spent over $100 billion to convert America so far. See, what happened with the Muslims is, going back to the oil embargo in the early 1970s under Nixon, they were making $1 billion a year. Now they're making $10 billion a year. And no Saudi works. Every Saudi is a multimillionaire. And that's another thing that astounds Americans. They don't work. The workers who take out the garbage, who clean the houses, who wash a car in Saudi Arabia, all brought in there. Most of them are Hindu, but they have spent a fortune to affect the conversion of the American people. They have established ministries on college campuses, including the Muslim Student Association, that has been incredibly successful, which is a front for the Muslim Brotherhood, by the way. They have established a prison ministry that's second to none. 90% of the converts to Islam are African Americans, and 60% of them are converted in prison. So they are going at great guns. They are getting converts. Mosques are sprouting up throughout the country. And once again, if you try to get this message to a Christian congregation, they don't want to hear it. Now some of this is related to this brings me back to Brotherhood of Darkness and to Dr. Stan Monteith, because let's look at some of these radical mosques. And some of these mosques are incredibly radical, like the Farouk Mosque in Brooklyn. The Farouk Mosque in Brooklyn, it came to notoriety first with the assassination of Rabbi Kahane back in 1969, which was perpetrated by members of the mosque. Then by the blind Sheikh Abdul Rahman, who was the imam there, and the fact that all the planners in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing belonged to the Farouk Mosque. The Farouk Mosque came to even further prominence when it was discovered that over $22 million had been shelled out from that congregation to Al-Qaeda. Now, in addition to that, and we're talking about gun legislation right now in the country, in addition to that, every Sunday, the FBI has filmed members of the mosque removing AK-47s, fully automatic weapons, shotguns, semi-automatic rifles, handguns. And they all go to the Culverton shooting range in Long Island, and they practice all day, and then they put the arms back in the mosque. So no more than the Red Mosque in Pakistan, the Farouk Mosque in Brooklyn, and many other of the mosques are arsenals. Now, this is what I discovered, and this is what brings me back to Dr. Stan Monteith. Throughout the 1980s, the Farouk Mosque was receiving over $2 million a year from our government.
$2 million a year? Why would our government be subsidizing the radical Islamic movement in America? That's
it's incredible, isn't it? $2 million a year. They have a storefront on 554 Atlantic Avenue. I've been there many times. You can't get in there. I mean, I once was able to get up on the third floor where the mosque is, and but believe me, they grab you by the neck and you're out of there. But the reason why was that this is on paper, at least, this is their argument why the Reagan administration was giving them so much money. They were using that as a recruiting station for to recruit black men, young black men, for the holy war in Afghanistan against the Soviet Union. Now, in 1986, Abdul Akim established Al-Kafar in the Farouk Mosque. That was the first cell of Al-Qaeda that was established there and paid for by American citizens.
Well, at least they're consistent. Go right ahead.
Now, at the same time, I mean, that's just one manifestation. I was looking at another aspect of Islam in America. Going back to the Saudi connection and the fact that Saudis are paying for these missionaries, during the late 70s, the Tablighi Jamaat missionaries were sent here by the Saudis. They were Wahhabis. They were very radical Islamists. They established the Dearborn Mosque, the Masjid al-Nur in Chicago, Marzak in Brooklyn, Masjid al-Nur in San Francisco, mosques throughout the country. But one of the first ones was a guy by the name of Mahbub, M-A-H-B-U-B, who arrived at the State Street Mosque in Brooklyn. And his task was to convert former members of the Nation of Islam to Orthodox Islam. And he managed to do that. And he took his converts from the Nation of Islam, all African-Americans, to Saratoga Street, and he established the Yassin Mosque. And from the Yassin Mosque arose a street gang called Dar al-Islam. And it was very violent. They were very Islamic. They took control of their turf, and they etched out their turf in Brooklyn, and nobody messed with them. And within 1977, 1978, there were cells of Dar al-Islam in Akron, Pittsburgh, Durham, North Carolina, Raleigh, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Dallas, San Antonio, L.A., Cleveland. They were everywhere. And a lot of the Dar members, as I said, were very violent, and they were arrested for murder, attempted murder, aggravated assault, breaking and entering, firebombing. A lot of them ended up in Greenhaven. And at Greenhaven, they created members of Dar al-Islam. This was a radical black street gang formed Masjid Sankori, which was the first mosque within a prison. And if you weren't a Muslim, you could not enter Masjid Sankori. And they got special privileges. The Muslim prisoners had their own, at that time, demanded their own kitchen and got it. Their own diet, they got it. They demanded to be exempt from labor detail throughout the month of Ramadan. They got it. They insisted on having the right to break away Saudis 5 times a day for prayer. They got it. They insisted on their own imam. They got it. They insisted on their own speakers coming in, some of the most radical speakers in the world. They got it. So, I mean, if you were African-American prisoner and you were not a Muslim, you were excluded from all these special privileges. So, naturally, more and more converted. And that DAR prison ministry extended to other prisons, especially New York, Attica, Auburn, Clinton, Great Meadows, Five Points, Sing Sing, Southport, upstate. One of the converts in that who was converted in prison was H. Rapp Brown, who is now known as Jamil al-Amin. He established the National Ummah Movement, and that's a very radical movement that now has over 28 mosques. In 2009, the FBI raided a National Ummah warehouse in Detroit to arrest Ummah members on charges of illegal possession of firearms and
Hold that thought, Paul. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Theater.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and as you hear Paul tell the story of the influence of this radical element of Muslim of faith, and certainly of the well-armed Muslim groups here in America with automatic weapons, illegal automatic weapons, but the government's not going to do anything about that in most instances because their forces really behind this, creating the best enemy money could buy. And the fact that you're not hearing about this, certainly on ABC, CBS, NBC, New York Times, Time Magazine, they don't want you to know. The media is controlled. They'll focus your attention on what happened there at the Sandy Hook School there in Newtown, Connecticut, as you use that to disarm the American people. But they're not going to disarm the Muslims here in America, and that's one reason why we have to maintain our weapons to protect ourselves, not only from a foreign invasion, but from forces right here in America intent upon destroying Christian America. And that is, of course, the real goal of the Obama administration, but it was the goal of the Bush administration before that. There really is a conspiracy against Christianity and against God in America and throughout the world today. Well, Paul, have you finished your new book? When that new book can it be released?
It should be out on January. It will be out on January the 20th, and it'll be available everywhere: Amazon, Barnes and Noble, everywhere.
And we'll be hearing it. Of course, what's the title?
Crescent Moon Rising: The Islamic Transformation of America.
Crescent Moon Rising: The Islamic Transformation of America. And, of course, most people really don't believe it could be happening here. If it were, we would know about it. I know, ladies and gentlemen, if it were happening, you would not know about it. You would know the things you're supposed to know, you're supposed to read, but this very real threat, not from without, but from within, largely financed by a gentleman named Gulen, one of the most powerful men in the world. His fortune is estimated to be well over $30 billion, largely coming through the CIA and drug money, being actively certainly encouraged in his activities here in America and throughout the world as he sets up schools all across America, all throughout the Near East and the Middle East. We're talking about thousands of schools financed with the CIA drug money, creating the best enemy money could buy. Paul, certainly, I hope that you give me a copy of the book as soon as it comes out. We'll certainly want to do everything we can to get this information to our friends across America. You go right ahead.
I was talking about the National UMA movement, and I wanted to go back to that just for the sake that it ties right back to Dr. Stan Monteith. The National UMA movement, once again, was an outgrowth of Dar al-Islam, a black street gang, and it started that gang started to establish cells throughout the United States. They established the prison ministry. The idea of the National UMA movement is to create an Islamic enclave within major American cities, an enclave where Muslims live, where they abide by Sharia, where the center of community life is a mosque, and where kafirs are not welcome, unbelievers. I told you about that, the FBI raiding the warehouse where in Detroit, which was a center for the National UMA movement. This movement is throughout the United States. In Philadelphia, for instance, Luqman Abdul Haq, who's also known as Kenny Gamble, who wrote such songs as Love Train and Me and Mrs. Jones, became a Muslim, joined the National UMA movement, and established a Islamic enclave right in the heart of Philadelphia. And within that enclave, there's a madrasa, there's a mosque, there's all residents for Muslims. If you go there, you think you landed in Islamabad. Now, this is what's interesting, and what brings me back to you. I was looking into the establishment of this enclave, and I mean, even the local YMCA said that this is outrageous. You know, it's all Islamic, and you know, and they're destroying our organization because they're right in close to it. Well, what happened was Kenny Gamble, Luqman Abdul Haq, has so far collected close to $2 billion in government grants to make this enclave in the heart of Philadelphia. It's on South and Federal Streets. I've been there. And he proclaimed, we're not here for our housing organization. We're here for Islam. And once again, we are funding it. And it's it's very successful. Now, another outgrowth of Dar al-Islam, this radical street group that was established by the Tablighi Jamaat missionaries who were sent here by the Saudi Arabians. They broke off into, the Dar broke into two organizations. One was the National Ummah Movement. The other is Jamaat al-Fukra. And Jamaat al-Fukra has established throughout the United States Islamic paramilitary complexes such as Islamburg, where primarily always black Americans, African Americans, are trained for the holy war against all unbelievers. At these training camps such as Islamburg, they train all these, by the way, almost all of these inhabitants of Islamburg are recruited and converted in the prison system. But once they get to these complexes, they're handed weapons and trained in weaponry in underground bunkers, including, you know, training with fully automatic weapons. The FBI has visited them. They exist throughout the country. And almost in every state, there's a Jamaat al-Fukra complex. They operate under the name of Muslims of the Americas. And they're usually in rural areas, and they all have, as I said, bunkers and training, and it's like going to boot camp. When they're finished with their training, they all go to Pakistan, and they come back. But once again, this too brings me back to Dr. Stan Monteith. I was wondering, how do they in the world? And I talked about this on your program. How in the world did they get the money to buy this land and establish these complexes? Who would give money to an idiot like Sheikh Jilani, who's the head of Jamaat al-Fukra? Why in the world would they allow felons to have guns and to be trained in the jihad on American soil? Why aren't they shut down? If I can walk in and see it and photograph it, anybody can. Why isn't something done about this? Their bodies buried there, and I photographed that. Their bodies buried in these camps, and nobody takes a look. Well, then I discovered that, lo and behold, Jilani and the Muslims of the America, also during the 1980s, received millions from Uncle Sam. That Jilani, by all accounts, was a CIA operative.
The best enemies money could buy. Go right ahead. I mean,
it sounds like, I hope that your listeners know that this is an interview. I did not intend to end back with the Brotherhood of Darkness. I did not intend, by any stretch of the imagination, to end up with Dr. Stan Monteith. But unfortunately, when I was looking at all these organizations, going into the National Ummah Movement, going to the Jamaat al-Fukra, and the Gulen movement, it all leads me back to you.
Hold up. We'll be right back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Center.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or case of water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline, high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this morning, Paul Williams. His book, Special School Advising, will be out later this month, and we're going to be carrying it because it's vitally important that you out there in the listening audience realize what's going on. Your people are not going to understand it. Most Americans aren't going to understand it because everything is going to be done to block this information from getting to the American people that were actually financing this radical Islamic movement, not only elsewhere throughout the world, but right here in the United States. Paul, please pick up the story and go from there.
Okay, so I looked at several manifestations of Islam in this country, the radical mosque, and I discovered that places like the Farouk Mosque had been receiving over $2 million a year from U.S. taxpayers. And that brought me back to Brotherhood of Darkness. Then I started to look into Dar al-Islam and into the National Ummah Movement, H. Rapp Brown, who is now in prison, by the way, for killing a police officer in Atlanta. And he's still the head of the National Ummah Movement, and it's in almost every major American city. These people want to carve out ethnic enclaves that are purely Islamic, and I found out that they're funded by the government, and once again, that brought me back to Brotherhood of Darkness. Then I started to look into Jamaat al-Fukra and the manifestations of the Islamic paramilitary complexes throughout the country, where felons are trained with semi-automatic and fully automatic weaponry, and sent to Pakistan, and I found out that this Jamaat al-Fukra also received funding from Uncle Sam. Now, let me bring to the final thing. I was looking for, and you know, Dr. Stan, we talked about this many occasions. I was looking into the Gulen movement. That chap by the name of Fethullah Gulen was kicked out of Turkey in 1998 for sedition, for trying to overthrow the secular government. He found shelter here in Pennsylvania in the Pocono Mountains, where he has established a mountain fortress. And it's he has his own guards and his own... I mean, you're not going to... I've been there. And there's sentry post. There's a helicopter flying around it. Once again, there's a small Turkish army up there to protect him. And I'm wondering, how can a foreign army be on U.S. soil? And I started looking to Gulen. And I looked into the fact that the FBI and Homeland Security tried to export him for being a threat to American security. And while they were trying to export him, people like Graham Fuller from the CIA appeared in court to offer sterling testimony on behalf of Gulen, saying that he's an international asset, that he's a wonderful educator, that he's of vital importance to America because this man has met with the Pope, this man has met with the Patriarch of Orthodox Christianity, this man is embraced by Bill Clinton, this man is embraced by George Bush, this man is a sterling example of a moderate Muslim. Well, as it turns out, Gulen is not a sterling educator. He doesn't have a third grade education, doesn't speak a word of English. He has billions in his bank account, over $30 billion. Most of it came from the CIA. He has established schools throughout the throughout Central Asia. The schools are so dangerous, they have been outlawed in Russia, Uzbekistan. They've been outlawed. They have been shut down in the Netherlands, which is probably the most tolerant nation in the world, for being dangerous. This guy has been called the most radical Islamist in the world, Gulen. He remains here because we have granted him permanent residency. The purpose of his schools is to establish a new Islamic world order. His underling, the second person in command of the Gulen movement, Bayram Balkhry, said that the purpose of our schools, and I'm quoting from him, is to expand the Islamization of Turkish nationality and the Turkification of Islam to create a universal caliphate ruled by Islamic law. Now, we have established throughout the United States, we have established with our taxpayer money over 130 Gulen schools where students are indoctrinated they're indoctrinated not in an overt way by proselytization, something that a Muslim would call tibligh, which is going out and saying, become a Muslim. No, they are indoctrinated by a process called timsel, which is by role model. These Islamic teachers take the young students under their wing. They become role models for the kids. They take this is true. They take these kids from the Gulen schools to Turkey, enmesh them in Turkish culture, in the Turkish way of life, the Turkish nationality, which of course involves Islam. And, it's all to create a new Islamic world order. I mean, that's according to them, not according to me.
That's restoring the Ottoman Empire, certainly a couple of,
yes,
couple of centuries ago.
And there are over 150 American schools that are the Gulen schools. They're staffed with Turkish administrators, Turkish teachers with H-1 visas. Like in Arizona, they call the Sonoran Academies. In Arkansas, the Lisa Academies. In California, the Magnolia Science Academies. In Missouri, they call the Frontier Schools. In Ohio, they call the Horizon Science Academies. In Oklahoma, they call the Dove Science Academies. In Texas, they call the Harmony Schools. So you would never know it. You would never know it. But once again, this is all part. These schools have spread throughout Central Asia. They're everywhere, thousands and thousands and thousands of them. And the Gulen movement has spread now into the Middle East, spread into Africa, spread throughout Europe, and it's all to create the new Islamic world order. Now, the thing that's amazing is it's being funded by the CIA. And the proof of the point, and anyone that's listening to this program, just look up Gulen, G-U-L-E-N. Look at the court hearings. Look at the court documents. It took place in Philadelphia, in federal court in Philadelphia. And they found out that he had billions and billions and billions in assets, and the money came from the CIA.
The whole story is so incredible, most people would find it difficult to believe that the tragedy is the reality that will soon become our nightmare. Paul, God bless you. Thanks for everything you're doing. I hardly can wait to get your new book. Bye-bye. Thanks so much.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and you just heard Paul Williams, certainly one of the best informed people in the entire nation, about the threat of Islam. Now, what's really going on in the world? Well, basically, American foreign policy has toppled the governments of Egypt, Tunisia, Libya. Certainly, years ago, we toppled the government of Turkey and turned it over to the Muslim Brotherhood. We're promoting the Muslim Brotherhood, the radical Islamic movement, in Egypt, Tunisia, Libya. We're going to topple the government in Syria, install the Muslim government. But why would we be doing this? Why, very simply, to create the best enemy money could buy in preparation for the coming war with the Muslim world. You have to have an enemy to rally the people behind the government. So they'll support what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, which controls Washington, D.C. today. And certainly this is exactly what happened during World War II. Now, you're not supposed to know this. Everything's been done to suppress the information. But American corporations and banks financed Adolf Hitler all during the war as tens of thousands of American boys were slaughtered. You need, of course, to read Dennis Cuddy's little book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. You need to read John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret. Remember, John had a security clearance three levels above top secret, working for the Justice Department, tracking down why the Nazi sympathizers who were responsible for the slaughter of 2 million Jews in Uzbekistan. 2 million Jews were slaughtered there. You never hear about this sort of thing. And, of course, when he left the Justice Department, he was bound by security agreements he had signed before he went in. But about two years ago, people from the Justice Department who wanted the information out and didn't dare put it out themselves contacted John and said, you've got to write a book. So he wrote a book, America's Nazi Secret, going into how we financed the Nazis all during World War II, built the weapons for them, General Motors, General Electric, Ford, IBM, AT&T, 100 American corporations, part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, financing the Nazis, building the weapons that would be used to crush and destroy the bodies of American servicemen at Normandy in the Battle of the Bulge. You need to get the book, America's Nazi Secret, which we carry. You need to get my four a CD set of interviews with John. It's called The War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews. And The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan by our good friend Dr. Cuddy. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you don't understand how we finance the Nazis, then you can't understand how we are financing this radical Islamic movement in preparation for another war. You have to have an enemy if you're going to have a war. That's the theme. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and hopefully if you can get a case of them, you can get them at a very economical price, less than $240 a book. And if you get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness, you'll get a free four CD set or certainly a DVD we produced. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. Help us to get the word out while we still can, but we're moving towards a crisis in America. I'm not sure how that crisis is going to come about, but there's no question that the people on the other side what crises, what conflict, and then they can say, well, you've got to give more power to the government. We're here to protect you. Ladies and gentlemen, our people working within the Brotherhood of Darkness finance the Nazis, they finance the communists, they're financing radical Islam. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. If you're not involved, then you're part of the problem. And the government sympathizes what is evil. To oppose so far at the same time, and award you with
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
We the people of the United States, in order